Council spokesperson Michael Chideme told Studio 7 that the local authority has officially started relocating informal traders to vending points that were established following a government directive for the council to clean up the city.
We are relocating the informal sector to designated sites where they should trade from, and we are freeing the pavements for the convenience of pedestrians. We are freeing shop fronts for the convenience of the business owners so that everybody goes to allocated spaces from where they can do their business. So this is what is actually happening in Harare. There's a lot of cooperation. If you go along this street, what has been happening here has changed. You can see it by yourself. Yes, this is the first day, and we expected such a scenario, and we are happy we have made some progress.
Following the council's move, some vendors whose stores were destroyed by baton-wielding municipal police said they were not happy with the new vending sites, which they say are not yet ready for use. One of the affected traders, Martin Zivira, vowed to continue selling his wares in the central business district.
The purpose of business is having a market, and then you have to provide that market. If you are taken from that market, you can't survive. And what they are doing now, it means that people hunger, the people, there's no work. What they expect us to do? Can we be prostitutes and thieves, all of us? It's not possible.
So what did they tell you? Did they tell you they are taking you there? Did you pay money to go there? Well,
I went there trying to pay, but now I didn't pay personally because there was confusion when I went there. They are agents. You can never know who's their agents. They are saying that they are cooperative agents, and then they are city council agents, and they're all demanding money. So there's confusion. You don't know who you're supposed to pay the money to. And besides, the major point is there is no market where they are taking us. People are here in town. They should provide us pieces to replace, to sell our ways here in town. Why? Well, it will just go back to the cat and mouse situation that was there before. They will come and then we'll run away. But the minute they turn their back, we are putting back our ways here. We are not stealing, we are not robbing anyone. We just want to survive as ordinary Zimbabweans, which is a right that is instilled in the constitution that we have a right to work. So when they are taking that right to us, from us, what do they expect us to do?
The situation turned nasty when some vendors who used to sell their wares just outside the council headquarters were told by the municipal police to relocate to a vegetable market at Copacabana bus terminus, where other vendors who operate from there refused to pave way for the group that had been authorized by the council officials to occupy the market stalls. Programs coordinator of the Zimbabwe Informal Sector Organization, Promise Mkwananzi, condemned the council's move to forcibly relocate the vendors to places that have no adequate facilities.
It is very regrettable that the city council would find it in their convenience to divide and rule the vendors who are desperately seeking avenues to eke out a living for their children. We condemn the divisionist tactics and the attempt to destabilize the vending markets in the city by the city council. We urge our vendors to remain put in place and to refuse to be divided by these malcontents.
But Chideme said authorities were moving with speed to address those issues.
Yes, facilities are being provided where they are not enough. But what we are urging people is they go on site and we see the response there, and so that the facilities which come there are in conformity with the numbers of people there.
Peter Jack, chief executive of the Unemployed Mobile Youth Foundation, another organization that represents the interests of street traders, told Studio 7 that the council's move to relocate the vendors was not supported by a council resolution and therefore it is illegal.
A place which is at the corner of Kenneth Kaunta and Julius Nyerere was a legal place. Now they only find out that there are our members who doesn't belong to a certain political party. They have changed that to be an illegal place. Now we are aware that what had been proved by the council, the full council, was only 12 places without names. The officials are the people, they are the ones who are putting names on those places. The actual places, at the moment, we don't know. which places are legal and not legal. The other thing is, I actually believe that an item which was supposed to remove vendors was withdrawn from the council. It did not go through the council. So we don't actually believe whatsoever is happening. I actually believe whoever is ordering people to be removed from the street, it's illegal.
Mukwananzi noted that his organization is contemplating taking the matter to the courts in an attempt to stop the evictions.
The chance of approaching the courts are very high. We are consulting with our legal experts on the legalities around that issue, especially in light of the fact that we know officially that the city fathers, the mayor himself and his elected officials, have said that they are against the forcible eviction of vendors in the streets and are for the idea of coming up with a formal engagement framework to develop an amicable strategy to find a lasting solution to the issue of vendors in the major cities of our country.
Keith Charumbira, chairperson of the Neander Vendors Association, encouraged government and municipal authorities to engage all vendors' representative organizations in dialogue.
Then we are saying the city must bring up some funds for conscientization in terms of health, hygiene for the vendors, so as to enhance the capacity and all the process to train vendors into business, you know. So these are the good things that the city must be found doing rather than to be found fighting and be at loggerheads with the vendors. There should be a good relationship in between the country and its citizens. By the way, in this case, we are just calling for an immediate stoppage of this, and we are calling for a dialogue, we are calling for a proper engagement. We are calling for a real forum of all vendors' unions and unity to come up together and fight for one common interest of making vendors be formalized and having our people live out of this sector, as it is the sector that is now handling the keys of the country in terms of economy.
Studio 7 failed to reach local government minister Xavier Kasukwere, who told the state broadcaster last night that city fathers should move with speed to remove vendors from the streets or risk losing their jobs. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.